On Monday, traditionally, people do the what?
Laundry.
And another name for it?
Washing.
And a place out in front, you walk out your front door and you're on the what?
Sidewalk.
Not quite that far. Maybe you do, but in some houses you walk out and you're on a what?
Porch.
How big must it be to be a porch in your mind?
It can be a small area. A porch.
Must it have a roof?
Yes.
A porch, okay. If the door were open and you didn't want it that way, you might tell someone to...
close the door.
Or?
Slam the door.
Or?
Shut the door.
Do you make a distinction in your mind between close the door and shut the door? Does one, is there any kind of any social connection between the two words? In contrast, do the words contrast in your mind at all? I mean, do you see
what's
the contrast that you see?
Close the door and be a more gentle way and shut the door.
Good. Past tense of drive.
Drove.
On some houses, decorative covering of frame houses, that's called. Put this over a frame house, might look like brick.
Siding.
Are you able to drive to Milwaukee? You say, oh, that's no problem. I have what there many times. I have
drove there.
I have
driven there.
Okay. Santa Claus and the reindeers land on the what of the house? What again?
The roof.
Around the edge where it catches the water. On the edge of the roof.
Gutters.
Small building behind the house for storing wood tools.
Woodshed.
An outdoor toilet.
Outhouse.
Any other names?
No.
I say, did you hear any others? You say, yes, I have.
Heard.
Say, did you do your Christmas shopping yet? You say, no, I haven't.
Have not.
Haven't. Finish it.
Say haven't done my Christmas shopping.
Say, do you smoke? You say, no, I don't, but he...
does smoke.
Man used to be quite fastidious dresser, but he no longer is. You say, he about anything anymore. He just...
he doesn't care.
I said, did you think about that? You're in the process. You say, I've been
thinking about
say the whole thing.
I've been thinking about that.
A construction a person lives in is a
house.
And more than one?
Houses.
And these are buildings that have three to four families live in the building, but they own it together. A multiple occupancy dwelling, but they actually own the building together.
Co-op.
Okay. Have you ever heard the term row house?
No.
Not at all. How about two families renting, one living above the other? Call such a building.
Two-story building?
Yeah. Would you have a special name for the building? But you'd call it what kind of building? You wouldn't call it a bungalow. You might call it a... call it an apartment or a flat?
Flat.
Alright. How big can it be and still be a flat in your mind?
Just the two.
Two. After that it's a
apartment.